It's time for Middletown Playoff Basketball on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you by Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, BFW Post 1620, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home, with kids in mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty Select, Giant Foods, C&E Lawn Care Landscaping, Middletown Swim Club, Bastien's Auto Service, 230 Cafe, Middletown Pharmacy, The Hetrick Center, Seven Sorrows Athletic Association, TJ's Car Wash, Blue and Gold Club, and the Middletown Area High School Alumni Association. Now let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Altoona High School Gymnasium. Steve Lee along with Brian Geiser here for this PIAA quarterfinal round game between Middletown and Quaker Valley. And we just learned that Erie Strong Vincent awaits the winner of this game as they routed Newcastle over at Slippery Rock University this afternoon. 68-44 was the final score in that one. I don't know if anybody expected that kind of result from that game.
No, I don't think a blowout, but it, not surprising because we really looked at the final four teams that were left, Steve, and we knew that, you know, out of the four teams that were there, there are four very good basketball teams, and you could pretty much see anything end up happening. And the team that was going to be the underdog going into the Western Final was going to be the team that comes out of here. So it should be a great game here today. We're expecting a close one and a very competitive one between two very good teams who are playing some good basketball.
All right, we're going to take time out. When we come back, Ryan will talk to Chris Sattell, the head coach of the Middletown Blue Raiders. Again, it is Middletown and Quaker Valley, PIAA quarterfinal for a boys basketball. Back after this on the Giant Foods pregame show on the Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards. Tim Clouser of Remax Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com. Giant Food Stores would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. Also, congratulations to the band, cheerleaders, WMSS, and everyone who made this season a success. Great job, Middletown, from your friends at Giant Foods. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972. Middletown Swim Club, a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics, is accepting new memberships for its 2017 season. Across from the Middletown Area High School and complete with two diving boards, a giant slide, a pavilion to host parties and events, a large green space, and so much more, the Middletown Swim Club is the perfect place for members to make memories with friends and families. Their number is 944-4235. Leave a message and get more information about becoming a member of a Middletown Swim Club.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Middletown head boys basketball coach Chris Sattell. Coach, great win for the team on Thursday night. Quick turnaround, but you have to really be impressed with the resolve that your guys showed in the game against Greater Johnstown.
Yeah, our kids were tremendous. Obviously, they had a bounce back. We had a practice yesterday. It was more of a walkthrough than anything else. Watched a lot of film trying to get ready for these guys. So, you know, we're enjoying this, but at the same time, we're trying to stay focused.
You brought the 1-3-1 back out, very effective against that team. Is it a defense that, it works in certain situations. It's one of those defenses, though, that's not going to be a staple?
No, it's we have to be able to mix it in. I think once you get to this point in the state playoffs, you got to be able to play man, and you got to be able to play good players and really sit down and defend. So we're going to have to mix some things in. We could be looking at the 13, our 1-3-1, or even our 3-2 matchup, just to try to give different looks and kind of see how the officiating is going to play out. Is it going to be ticky-tack? Are they going to let us play? So those are all things that we got to think about.
A guy who didn't necessarily have a ton of points early in the game, but a guy who's meant a lot to this team has been Luke Marakovich, and down the stretch, especially when Ryan went out of the game, really showed his senior leadership.
And that's what it's all about. And you know, that kid has worked so tremendously hard over the last couple of years. I wouldn't want the ball in anyone else's hands, especially when you have to make free throws. I mean, he sits at practice and he'll make 20, 30, 40 in a row. So we knew that even though Ryan went out, we had some good leadership with Luke.
Let's talk about that foul shooting, because when you hit the playoffs, foul shooting, important. And the team really came out and looked very improved from the line in the last game. And we're hitting some big ones, especially early in the game.
It's crazy. I mean, it's one of those things as a coach that drives you nuts. We try everything in practice. We don't talk. We talk. We clap. We don't clap. We play shooting games. We challenge them. We put money on the floor if they can make the front end of one-and-ones. So, you know, it's one of those things that rears its ugly head at the wrong times. And hopefully it doesn't come to get us. But our kids know it's the same shot. You know, we tell them two dribbles, pause, and shoot the ball.
Long drive here today. Altoona is not exactly the closest place, but also not for your opponent. What sort of differences are there in the routine going into it?
I think the biggest thing is playing a 2:30 game. It's tough. I love afternoon games. I always have. In college, we played a lot of Saturday afternoon games. I always thought they were fun. I got excited for them, and I love seeing our kids in this environment, too. Sometimes waiting around longer to play games isn't good. You start to think about things too much. You press a little bit. You're laying around. So for our kids to get up today, get on the bus, we had a beautiful bus to come up here. They were in heaven. Leather seats, comfortable, reclining. So they really enjoyed it. We're hoping that we can enjoy it on the way home as well.
I think you had better music than I did on the way too, probably. Quaker Valley, talk to me about them. Talk to me about what different difficulties they present.
Well, they're such a good team. They're a Whipple team, obviously, from out west here. Their record speaks for itself. Out of their three losses, two of them come from Newcastle. One of them comes from Beaver Falls, who, you know, our football team played in the state finals. So they play some really good competition. They've got five guys that score double figures. They don't really play a whole lot. Their sixth and seventh man have appeared in, I think, 11 and 12 games. So, you know, we need to make sure that we're working them extremely hard. They haven't won a state playoff game or a quarterfinal game in 5 years. So these kids don't have a lot of experience either. So we're bringing our kids for the first time. They're bringing their kids for the first time. So it should be a good matchup.
And what does this finally mean for the program to get to this spot for the first time since the 80s?
It's unbelievable. It actually kind of hit me last night. I was sitting with my wife watching TV, and I was an emotional mess just because you dream about these things, obviously, and you put yourself in these positions to be successful. But Middletown is something special. The town itself gets behind our kids like nobody else. I'm just so happy for our community, for our school, the pride that it instills. I can't wait to see our kids today. They were great the other night in Chambersburg, and they're going to be great again today. So we're looking forward to it. We haven't had too much time to celebrate it, and we're going to make sure that we focus today and play hard, play smart, and play together for 32 minutes.
Good luck today, Coach.
Thanks so much.
Middletown head boys basketball coach Chris Sattell back with more after this here on the pregame show. Here on the Figure Thinking About Center Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
Vastine's Auto Service of Middletown is a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics. Vastine's does minor engine repair, brake work, exhaust systems, tune-ups, electrical troubleshooting, general automotive repair, and emissions testing. Don, Tim, and Ray get the job done right the first time. Vastine's Auto Service of Oak Hill Drive in Middletown, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances and are home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Seven Sorrows Athletic Association is a proud supporter of Middletown Area High School Athletics. Seven Sorrows offers a variety of sports programs to the youth of our community, including football, cheerleading, boys and girls basketball, and boys and girls track. The Seven Sorrows Athletic Association would like to wish the Blue Raider boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they make their district and state playoff runs. Go Raiders!
Welcome back. We are on the Giant Foods pregame show here from Altoona High School. Steve Lee, Ryan Kaiser, Dan McGarrow here as well. He'll be doing some stuff on our Facebook page throughout the afternoon. Kayla Warola is our studio producer for this afternoon's game. A huge game for this Middletown basketball program and Quaker Valley as well. They are in the quarterfinals. The winner of this game will take on Erie Strong Vincent in what would be the Western Final or State Semifinal on Tuesday night. But one thing we've learned, well, once we knew that we were going to have to play Quaker Valley, we started looking at them. You look at five guys, and that's pretty much all you see.
Yeah, there is a sixth guy mentioned, but he doesn't see much action. Yeah, basically, this team goes five, unless they are forced to go someplace else. And other than that, but it's a good five guys. It's a very solid five-guy group. And when you take a look at what they have a little bit of everything. And in many ways, Steve, I think they are a very similar type of team to Middletown. Ryan Hughes from Middletown is a player who is able to attack the basket, has a good low post game when necessary, shoots the outside shot. That's Coltrane Washington. Very similar type of guys, and both 6'4 juniors who average over 15 points a game. For Middletown, you got Luke Marakovich, that senior leader, shoots the basketball from the outside and capable of doing a lot of things. And for Quaker Valley, that guy who shoots the ball from the outside is Wolf Moser, who has 41 threes on the year and is one of the seniors of this team. You've got that hard-nosed guard, Trey Leach on the Middletown side. Amos Luptak is the guy on Quaker Valley's side. Chris Plummer is the guy who has some length for Middletown on the inside and can score in bunches. That's Ricky Gus for Quaker Valley. And then on the inside for Middletown right now, it's Michael Mattis, who's playing his best games of the season, a 6'7 senior for the Blue Raiders, coming off of a five-block performance defensively and maybe his best defensive game of the year. And for Quaker Valley, it's Danny Conlon, the son of linebacker Penn State and NFL linebacker Shane Conlon, a 6'5 sophomore who can also score in bunches on the inside. One thing Middletown has, a little bit of bench presence with Tyre Mills and with Kyle Truesdale.
Now we are about 3 minutes away from tip-off in this contest. Again, winner of this game takes on Erie Strong Vincent, but you got to win this game first, and it is going to be an entertaining ball game. Should be another up and down type ball game. Maybe not as fast paced as the Johnstown game, but you have to expect both these teams to want to push the tempo a little
bit. The Johnstown game was at times sloppy fast. I think this is going to be an up-tempo game, but an up-tempo game that has to be more controlled. And I think for Middletown, one of the keys to this game, they're going to have to be able to match up defensively, because they're really on this Quaker Valley squad. The Quakers do not have anybody on the floor who is not capable of scoring. They all can put in the bucket, all double-digit scoring guys on the season, and pretty evenly so. So Middletown is going to have to match up man for man. And I think that's going to be the first key to this game. How well can Middletown match up defensively against this Quaker Valley team?
And that's against all five guys
Correct.
On the floor.
And that's the issue. Can you match up all five guys on the floor? It can't be where you match up with like you do against some teams where you really concentrate on two or three. You can't do that against this team. Coltrane Washington's the guy to keep an eye on, but all of these guys are capable of putting up scoring performances. In fact, each one of them, you've got each one of these guys in the starting lineup, except for Moser, has a 26-plus performance on the season somewhere.
Yep, all of them average 11.5 points or more per game. It's going to be a tough task for both of these teams here as they get set to do battle. We're going to take another timeout. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the start of this contest. Middletown and Quaker Valley PIAA quarterfinals back after this on the Giant Foods pregame show. You're in the Fanger Finger Miner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
And welcome back to Altoona High School Gymnasium. Steve Lee, Ryan Kaiser, Dan McGarrow also here. Caleb Morrell, our studio producer for this afternoon's game, as we have Middletown taking on Quaker Valley PIAA quarterfinals 4A boys basketball.
Let's take a look at your starting lineups. Let's start off with the number 2 seed out of District 7, the Quaker Valley Quakers. They're 24-3 under 25th year head coach Mike Mastriani. Won his 450th game last time out. They'll send to the floor Amos Luptek, a 5'11 senior averaging 12.5 points per game. Wolf Moser, a 6'1 senior at 11.4 points per game. Danny Conlin, who's a 6'5 sophomore, 13 points per game. Ricky Gus, a 6'2 junior, averaging almost 15 points a game. And Coltrane Washington, he's a 6'4 junior, averaging a tick over 15 points per game. 71 three-pointers on the season, and you don't want to foul him. He's an 82% foul shooter on the year. And now your starting lineup for the District 3 runner-up, Middletown Blue Raiders, 22-5 under ninth-year head coach Chris Sattell. It'll be the lineup that they've used so far exclusively here in the playoffs. Ryan Hughes, the team's leading scorer, the 6'4 junior, averaging a little under 18 points per game, has a high of 33 this year earlier against Trinity. Luke Marakovich, a 5'10 senior, averages 13.5 a game and has 43 three-pointers on the season. Chris Plummer, a 6'3 junior, averaging 13 points per game. Trey Leach, a 5'10 junior, he averages 9 points per game, saves his best for last as well, as he had 20 points against Lancaster Catholic in the district championship game. And Michael Mattis gets his third straight start. The 6'7" senior has been a force in the paint. He averages 2.5 points per game.
Now the Middletown fans outnumber the Quaker Valley fans here.
And they're louder, too.
And they're louder, and they'll be behind us here as well. Much smaller crowd than the previous game, which was Bishop McCourt and Bishop Guilfoyle of District 6 against District 6 in District 6. So you would figure that they would have a bigger crowd on hand for that one, as both of these teams had to travel 2 hours plus to get here to this contest. So it's going to be Conlin and Mattis at center circle, and we are going to get this PIAA quarterfinal game underway. Middletown wins the tap. Mattis over to Plummer. Plummer on the left wing. He'll come back out. Marakovich. We are just underway here. Middletown with the first possession of the basketball game. Hughes, left wing. Mattis, elbow, jumper, no good. Rebound, Plummer tips it, gets the leap. He puts it up and in. Middletown on the board first, 2-0.
Interesting matchup early. They don't look at Mattis as a scorer. They put a guard on him. Mattis had the open shot, and Middletown still able to out-rebound inside with Plummer tipping the ball and Leach finishing.
Washington to Luptek, now to Conlin. Washington, Moser, around to Luptek. Luptek, top of the key. It's over to Washington. Deep three on the way. Bullseye. 3-2. Quaker Valley.
Now he can light it up, and you've got to get a hand in his face.
Hughes, top of the key for the Raiders. Mattis, left wing. Goes to Plummer. Elbow. One step towards the bucket. Now fadeaway jumper. That's no good. Rebound. Marakovich runs it down. Passes it over to Mattis. To the bucket. Up and good.
Yeah, great job keeping the ball alive. Second straight position. Middletown gets an offensive board.
4-3 Raiders. Luptek going all the way down through the traffic and lays it up and in. 5-4 Quaker Valley.
Must stop the ball. And this team, they may only go five, but they're extremely well conditioned because of that, and they will move fast.
Marakovich over to Hughes, right corner. Leach, top of the key. Dribbles once. Marakovich, left wing. Bounce pass over to Plummer on the right side. Minute and a half into the game here, 5-4 Quaker Valley. Trey Leach in the front court for the Raiders. Gets around Luptek, down the lane, tries it, no good. Rebound. Leach gets it back, no good. Mattis on the backside. He gets the rebound, and he will get fouled and shoot two. And it's going to be Gus. Nope.
They're going to get Moser with the foul. See, that is 4 offensive rebounds already for Middletown. Actually, technically 5. 5 offensive rebounds for Middletown here in the opening minute and 38 seconds. By the way, the officiating crew out of District 6, as you would expect, it's a neutral crew. But also, the nice thing is, District 6 sees this level of basketball on a frequent basis. They are not going to be wowed by the pace of this game.
Mattis misses the first, makes the second. We're tied at 5. 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. Washington to Conlon, top of the key. There's Luptak driving baseline. Leach pokes it away, out of bounds. It'll be a Quaker Valley ball underneath the Middletown bucket.
No question that Amos Luptak sees a matchup that he thinks he has a speed advantage off the dribble. 1,000-point score, four-year starter for this team.
Now it's pass goes to Washington, tries the three from the corner, no good. Rebound, Conlon puts back, no good. Rebound again, that's Gus, that's no good. Mattis finally gets the rebound for the Raiders. Marakovich, he'll pressure it up the floor. Right wing, driving inside, kicks it over. Plummer, corner, three from the iron, no good. Rebound is going to be by Quaker Valley. 4-on-1. Bounce pass over to Washington, to the bucket. It's good, and it's 7-5 Quaker Valley.
Yeah, they were able to leak out quickly because Middletown hit the offensive glass but didn't get the offensive board, and that gave a number situation for Quaker Valley the other way.
Leach to the top of the key. Mattis left wing over to Plummer in the right corner. Thought about it. Instead passes it inside. Hughes to the bucket off the glass, and good. We're tied again at 7.
Quaker Valley trying to put the size of Conlon and the length of him on Hughes to affect him, but still slight of build, and Hughes took him inside.
Conlon to Luptak. He'll take it back out near center circle, or back near the mid-court stripe on the left side, just to slow things down. Now he'll attack to the foul line. Over in the corner, Moser drives baseline into the paint, kicks it back. Conlon tries the three. That's no good. Rebound is going to be by Marakovich. He tips it over to Plummer. Now back to Marakovich. Move across the mid-court stripe. Bounce pass to Hughes, right wing. Screen from Plummer into the paint. Puts it up. No good. Rebound is going to be by Gus underneath, but it's stolen away by Mattis. His attempt no good, though. Gus finally clears the rebound. Up to Luptak. Luptak bringing it straight down the lane. Kicks it off to Conlon down low, and he gets the easy basket. 9-7 Quaker Valley.
When Middletown puts that much attention on the offensive rebounding end but doesn't make the shot, all of a sudden Luptak wants to push that tempo and has somebody waiting underneath when they pick up ball.
Marakovich, top of the key, three-pointer, in and out, rebound is by Washington quickly, up court, Moser to the bucket, up and good. Timeout.
Actually a blood timeout here. Washington, yeah. Elbow bleeding. They're going to have to sub.
Now let's see, it's, unless you want a timeout.
Wow.
They don't.
There's a sub for Quaker Valley. It is going to be Alex Cowran, who is the guy who ends up being the guy who comes off the bench for them. A 6'7 junior. He averages 2.9 points per game in the few opportunities he has this year. He's played in less than half of the games. And for Middletown, with the pace of this game, Tyre Mills checks into the game in place of Michael Mattis.
So the Raiders with the basketball. It's Hughes, top of the key. He goes over to Plummer on the right side. Marakovich, left wing. Over to Leach on the right wing. Plummer, corner, three-pointer. Bullseye for Chris Plummer. Cuts the lead to 1. Quickly up the floor. Conlon to the bucket. Plummer knocks that one way out of bounds.
That was an emphatic block from Plummer, but it's necessary because of the quickness of Quaker Valley pushing tempo. It is a real concern. I think without that blood timeout, Coach Sattell was going to take a timeout just to talk to his guys. Instead, Plummer ends up hitting the three. Doesn't have to do so.
And bounce pass, and Leach gets in the way, and Leach is going to steal it away. Leach going to the bucket, down the left side, to the lane, up and good, and he's fouled.
He's the finisher. Gets his hands in the way. Very difficult place to inbound from. And now Wolf Moser has picked up his second personal foul here with 36 left to go in the first quarter. All the different things that Trey Leach does for you as a basketball player, never gives up on plays, and great ball handler, very underrated ability.
Free throw on the line is good, so he converts the three-point play. Now Middletown up by 2 here, 13-11. 3:30 to play, first quarter. Middletown against Quaker Valley. The Quakers with the basketball. It's Luptak, top of the key. He'll move over to the right side. Now we've got a foul called away from the ball against Middletown.
That's going to be on Mills, and Coltrane Washington set him up. Basically, he started leaning on Mills. He started leaning on Mills, knew where the official was, and as soon as he leaned one more time, Mills extended the arm to elbow and push him away, and that's what was seen by the official. Tyre's got to be careful about that. Very veteran move by Coltrane Washington.
Conlon into Gus. Now it's Moser. Back to Luptak at center circle. 3:15 to go in the first quarter.
And they're face guarding Washington with Mills, trying to deny him the ball at all costs.
Washington gets the ball, and it's going to be Middletown basketball. Did he step on the sideline?
He did indeed.
Yeah.
And Coach Sattel has something to say to the officiating crew about the baiting that was going on. A little cat and mouse game.
Don't let him throw the ball away from you. That's a sportsmanship issue.
Actually, he was talking about the fact that Washington, after the turnover was called, threw the ball away.
Yeah.
Set something up maybe for later on.
Leach in the front court for the Raiders. He has it on the right wing, looking underneath. Hughes gets to the bucket, tries it, no good, tips it back up, no good. Rebound this time is by Gus. He'll toss it up. Luptak, 2-on-1 if they hurry. Tries a pass, and Marakovic saw it and stole it away. 4-on-2 for Middletown. Marakovic stops, elbow jumper. It was blocked, but Hughes gets the rebound, slapped away, and now it's going to be a foul on Marakovic as Gus tried to dribble out of the pressure.
It's a good foul on Marakovic, though. Luke recognizing they had numbers the other way. If he doesn't step in there and get his hands in there, it's an uncontested layup. Here it's a non-shooting foul, just a single foul. And now Kyle Truesdale will take an opportunity to get in there in place of Marakovic. Just two fouls against each team so far. But the key is for Quaker Valley, Moser has both of them, and that's one of their starters. They don't like going to the bench.
It's going to be Moser bringing it up the court, has it at midcourt. Washington, Conlon, and we've got a foul called against Truesdale.
That was a little bit too much face guarding. He got right underneath his arms, and as Washington was moving away, Kyle just held on to him a little bit, and they're not going to allow that to happen.
Moser gets it into Gus. Gus at the foul line. Bounce pass, Luptak going to the bucket. Acrobatic shot, no good. Gus gets the rebound. Middletown is going to be called for a foul on the rebound.
They're going to get Mills, I believe. If not him, it will be Leach, but I think they're going to get Mills. And that will be the second on Tyre. So Mattis has got a good 2.5 minute break here clockwise, and there have been some whistles during that time, so he should be rested up, ready to go. Mills sits down with those two fouls.
Inbounds pass, gets to Luptak, kicks it out to Conlon, open for three, doesn't take it. Leach poked it away, but Conlon able to run it down. Gets back over to Moser, out to Luptak, long two on the way, that's no good. Rebound Mattis, he'll dump it off to Hughes. Here comes Middletown. Hughes beyond the back dribble, left wing, headed down towards the corner, kicks back, and they're going to call Hughes with the arm push-off.
It's the right call, Steve.
Yeah.
It's the right call, especially a part of it is because Moser already has two fouls. They weren't going to call him for another one. Middletown fouled, and fans are upset about it, but Hughes definitely extended
up
the arm,
yeah,
and that cleared him the room. The fact that Moser fell down just exacerbated things.
1:59 to go in the first quarter. 13-11, Middletown with a two-point lead on Quaker Valley. Looks like they're talking to Washington.
That's because he's doing a lot of talking.
Yeah.
And they're going to make sure right now, the officials are, that that's kept in check because they don't want to have to tee him up.
Luptak across midcourt for Quaker Valley. Over to Conlon. Now it's Washington being guarded by Truesdale. Over to Moser. Luptak right wing. Luptak on the dribble. Comes back over. Moser open for three. He'll take it. It is good for Wolf Moser. He's got five in Quaker Valley back in front, 14-13.
Second leading three-point shooter on the team coming in. He's been really quiet scoring-wise of late. Already five, though, here in the first quarter.
He's across the lane to Leach. Now he'll pull it back out. Top of the key. Spins around. Goes down the lane. Puts it up and good. Tough take by Trey Leach, but he's got seven here. Middletown back in front by one. Quickly up the court come the Quakers. Now they'll settle it back down. Washington with it on the right wing. Washington dribbles in from the wing. Gets around Truesdale. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Truesdale. Up court Leach. Leach 1-on-2. Will put the finger roll up and good. Leach with 9 and Middletown up by 3.
So good in the open court. Middletown now looking to push tempo as well when Washington can't get it going.
Washington elbow pass reverse layup by Conlon is up and in. Conlon with 4. 17-16, Raiders lead by 1.
Great talent there from Washington. You see some of the raw ability of Conlon. They say his best basketball still in front of him. Beautiful reverse layup to finish. Mattis never saw it coming.
And Conlon, just a sophomore for this team. Middletown with the basketball. Looks like they're going to try to hold for one here with 30 seconds left in the quarter.
And Quaker Valley should be happy with that as well for the simple fact that they don't go deep. This is giving them a little bit of a breather here at the end of the quarter.
Mattis with the basketball right wing. He'll dribble back out to Leach near center circle. Leach picked up by Luptak out in the front court. Takes the drive, gets the count off, over to Plummer in the corner. Skip pass all the way across. Ryan Hughes will fire up the three, and he will get clobbered by Conlon, and that is going to be a foul. Is it going to be three shots?
It should be, because he wasn't down yet. We'll see if they give it to him. Nope.
After.
They're saying after the shot.
So the Raiders will inbound here with 4.5 seconds to play in the quarter.
Still time, though, in Middletown. We've seen all season long, but especially in the playoffs, they have done a great job of getting open for looks off of inbound plays.
Truesdale's the trigger man, looking to get it inbounds. They get it in. Marakovic, he'll hoist the three. No good. Mattis, the rebound, will scoop it up at the buzzer, and that is no good. We'll take time out. Our score after one quarter of play, it is Middletown 17, Quaker Valley 16 back for the second quarter. After this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, pet markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
On Thursday, March 16th, from 9:15 a.m. until 12:15 p.m., the Middletown home will be a host site for AARP as they do 2016 income tax returns. This is a free service, but you must call the Middletown home and reserve a spot. Appointments are available by calling 944-3351. That's 944-3351 at the Middletown home.
After one quarter of play, it's Middletown 17, Quaker Valley 16. Winner of this game goes into the state semifinal round to take on Erie Strong Vincent. A convincing 68-43 winner over District 7 champion Newcastle.
It doesn't feel like we're going to have a convincing winner here. And the one thing you got to know about Newcastle, too, it's a team that is dependent on their outside jumper. When they won the Whipple Championship over this Quaker Valley team, they shot lights out in the second half. Obviously, today, we're not able to hit the same sort of percentage of shots against Strong Vincent.
Up tack to Washington, and he gets it poked away by Truesdale, and they're going to get Truesdale on the foul.
That'll be foul number 6 against the Raiders and 2 against Truesdale. So the two guys that they have face guarding right now, Truesdale as well as Mills, they've been putting them one-on-one against Washington. Both of them have a couple of personals. So Leach back in the game, and he immediately will get the defensive assignment on Washington.
Bounce pass gets to Luptak in the backcourt. Luptak across midcourt. Gives it to Washington. Washington to Gus. Now here is Luptak driving inside. Gets it off the glass and good. Drove it against Mattis, but gets it in Quaker Valley back in front.
Now Mattis reminds me of... Luptak reminds me a lot of what Trey Leach does. No fear going to the basket. Doesn't matter. There's bigger guys around him. Knows what he needs to do to finish.
Mattis to Leach. Cross the lane. Marakovic, elbow jumper. That's off. Rebound. Plummer tips it, but it's going to be Washington who clears the rebound. And up court it goes to Luptak. Luptak driving right to the bucket. Dishes it off to Conlon, and Mattis swats that one out of bounds.
A great job by Mattis. Didn't leave his feet until the pass was made. And then as soon as Conlon went to the inside, he was just right over top of the ball. That easily could have been a turnover over to Middletown.
Inbounds pass. They get it to Gus. Back out to Conlon. Long two-point jumper. That's no good. Rebound underneath. And Moser comes away with it.
That's
and foul call.
Two against Hughes. Whistles now 7-3 in favor of Quaker Valley having the lesser of them. And it's 1-1 for a team that shoots pretty well at the line, and still 7:04 left to go here in the first half.
First shot at the line for Wolf Moser. Front end is no good. Rebound is going to be by Quaker Valley, though. Washington with it on the right wing. Goes to the foul line. Dishes it over. Moser for three. That's no good. Rebound tipped up. That's no good. Now it comes loose to Marakovic. Marakovic will bring it down the floor. Cross midcourt. Right wing. Down to the baseline. Passes it to Hughes. Almost lost it, but gets it in the lane. Puts it up and in. And Middletown back in front. 19-18.
The key to that play was Hughes never had control of the basketball. That's why he was not called for a travel when he tried to catch that basketball on the pass from Marakovic.
Left tack, top of the key. Washington off his screen gets the ball in traffic. Now back to Luptak. He'll go right down the lane, puts it up and in, and he'll draw a foul. Is that going to be Hughes? That'll be his third.
That's going to be Hughes. That's a horrible call. And we're seeing way too many calls right now against Middletown.
.622 to go in the first half, 20-19. It's going to be Luptak at the line, shooting.
I mean, it's a horrible call in a game like this, too, because we've seen a lot more contact, and that was more of a phantom thing than anything else. I mean, he just flat out missed that one.
Luptak's free throw, that is good. Luptak with seven, 21-19. So now Middletown, maybe without Hughes for the rest of the first half.
They have to. They don't have a choice now.
Mills over to Marakovic. Marakovic to Sprecher at the elbow. Takes the pass. Leach, he'll drive. Gets around left tack to the bucket. It's good. Leach with 11. It's 21-21.
And a great take from Leach, and he got a shove in the back on his way to the basket. Nothing called.
Washington drives baseline, puts it up. The finger roll is good. Nobody in front of him.
Well, and the problem for Middletown right now is they have so many people in foul trouble at this point. They have to be very careful. So this is a time you want to take the air out of the basketball. Work the ball around.
Marakovic, bounce pass, Sprecher at the elbow on the right. Across to Leach. He'll drive again to the bucket, and he will draw the foul on Ricky Gus.
Yeah, and he leaned right into Gus, and that time Gus wasn't happy about it, but it was pretty obvious that he drew contact on the play. Just the fourth team foul against Quaker Valley, and now Leach back to the line. Steve, I think this is the perfect opportunity, though, for Middletown to take the air out of the basketball. You've got foul trouble in a lot of different places. You must be deliberate. You must work the ball around, and you keep this a much lower scoring game. The way this game has been officiated so far is dictating what you're going to have to do from a standpoint of strategy at this point.
Leach second shot. This one is good. 23-22. Quaker Valley by a point. They've got the basketball. It's Luptak across midcourt. Washington left wing. Top of the key, Conlon. Over to Moser. Gus Luptak off a screen, working it to the elbow. Back out to Washington. Mills is out there on him. He'll drift back into the front court, back near center circle. Washington gives it up to Moser. 5:10 to go in the half. 23-22, Quaker Valley. Quakers with the ball here. It's Conlon. He'll dribble. Hands it off to Moser. Moser over to Luptak. Washington is one that they're going to try to maybe lull you to sleep, or just have Washington just shoot it over Mills and gets the three.
Yeah, but the tempo now has slowed, and this actually benefits Middletown even with the make.
26-22, Marakovic over to Mills, right wing. Leach, Marakovic, right wing. Conlon in front of him, over to Sprecher. Sprecher to Leach. Leach will kick it out. Mills open for three. He'll take it. Back of the iron, no good. Nobody in there to rebound for Middletown. It's Washington with the board. He'll bring it up. He'll go to the top of the key. Pull, step back out. Tries a three again. No good. Mills the rebound for Middletown. Mills will bring it up the court for the Raiders. He has the top of the key. Takes the pass over to Plummer. Now he's in trouble. Now he will get the pass over to Plummer. Plummer to the arc, puts the three up, and there's going to be a foul called underneath that Sprecher.
Yep. He'd been in for about 2 minutes. He was due.
Yep.
Kobe trying to clear out underneath. The shot from Plummer was a poor decision also. He was trying to go off the dribble and just trying to stop, pop, and and do what he's seen Washington do at the other end. That's not Chris Plummer's game. He's more of a set shooter out there. And as a result, if you saw what actually happened, he didn't even draw iron on the play. It was well off the mark.
Ricky Gus at the line. Front end of the one-on-one is good. By the way, we'd like to thank the Middletown Alumni Association for sponsoring our internet stream. And just in case you're having trouble with any of the feeds, we do have a secondary stream, which is actually a third stream. We have a mainstream, alternate, and a secondary stream for this game if you are listening online.
Fouls now 9-4, Middletown committing 9 of them here in the first half.
And both shots good at the line for Ricky Gus. His first 2 points of the game. The Quaker Valley leads by 6, 28-22. Plummer in the corner. Bad pass, stolen away. Here goes Moser to the bucket. Puts it up, no good. And Marakovich is going to pick up the foul.
That'll be Luke's second. So it's Hughes with 3, Mills, Marakovich, Truesdale with 2, and Spracker with 1 for Middletown's 10. And Marakovich had no choice there. When you turn the basketball over at the top of the key, there's not much you can do.
David Alcock going to check in for Middletown. First shot by Moser is good. 29-22. This is a 8-1 run here by the Quakers.
It's a dangerous time for Middletown.
Yeah.
It's a very dangerous time because right now you've got Hughes, Marakovich on the bench. Mattis is on the bench right now as well.
30-22 as he makes the second one. An 8-point lead for Quaker Valley. 3:35 to go in the first half. It's going to be Mills across the timeline. Dribbles it to the right wing. Bounce pass into Leach. Going to the bucket. Up and good, and draws the foul.
Great recognition. Trey Leach, who is a bull on the inside, getting the slider and wanting to play more outside. Luptak on his back, posting him up on the inside. And the help defense from Quaker Valley was non-existent on the play, and it left Luptak out on his own.
Leach at the line, trying to convert the three-point play. Goes in and out. Rebound batters around, and Conlin eventually gets it for Quaker Valley. Up court, here goes Moser to the bucket, dishes it off, and his own man wasn't expecting it. Safe from going out of bounds, but into the hands of Plummer. 2-on-2, over to Mills. Thought about the three, now he'll drive baseline, and he is going to pick up a foul on Washington, it looks like.
Hand check on the way by. Team foul number 6, so Middletown shoots after this.
3:12 to go in the half. 30-24, inbounds pass goes to Sprecher. Middletown trails by 6. Leach, he'll take a 17-foot jumper, that's no good. Rebound goes into the corner, Alcock runs it down in the right corner. Now he'll dribble baseline, reverse layup attempt. That is no good. Put back by Sprecher, or rather Leach is no good. Rebound tipped around a few times. Luptak finally gets the rebound out in the corner. Up court, Moser. Down court, it goes underneath. That's Gus, and they're going to get Mills with a foul before the shot.
Not much he could do there. He got, when Middletown again, Middletown offensive rebounded extremely well in the first quarter, but when they didn't get the offensive rebounds, they left themselves vulnerable at the other end. We see the same thing here. They put a lot of intensity down at the offensive rebounding end, and that left them only one guy back defending against 3.
And Mills is going to pick up a tech.
Oh, no, somebody just got in his face.
I don't know what the technical foul is here, but Mills was barking at Gus at the foul line. And it's going to be a technical foul on Mills. Sattel's close to getting one, too.
And I don't blame him because this crew has had trouble the entire game with the trash talking. And they haven't controlled it from the beginning. They made one little comment, but they haven't controlled it. And that's why this is boiling over.
Yeah. Sattel and one of the officials are talking about it right here, right in front of us almost. And he's saying, you got to control 14, and that is Gus.
Yeah.
And that's the guy who was at the line. You're going to be a two-technical,
right,
or a two-shot technical. And then it's going to go back to the free throws that were originally scheduled.
Right, and so Mills picks up his third and fourth with the technical.
Yep.
See, and this is the frustrating thing. You have Mills frustrated because he's getting the back end of this thing. And Gus the entire time is jabbering and jawing and everything else. If you're Mills, yeah, you've got to control yourself. The problem is you've got other guys at this point, three of them with stripes, who also need to control things. They've been warned about it. They've been told about it. And to this point, they still have done nothing.
First shot was no good. Second shot of the technical. That is also no good.
That is called justice.
So now, wait, they're giving...
The technicals first, then the two shots.
No.
Because the technical came after.
No, it was two shots.
I'm sorry.
And then the technical.
That's what it should be. Because the technical came after the foul.
Okay.
So the foul came first, then the technicals, and then Quaker Valley will get the basketball.
Washington makes the first one of the technicals and misses the second. So now it'll be Quaker Valley ball. After all that, luckily it only cost Middletown 1 point. They had four free throws and could only convert one.
It's a good thing that Middletown's a little bit deeper than Quaker Valley is, because they're having to dig deep into their bench right now.
Yeah. Luptak, top of the key, spins around. Moser down underneath. He'll pass it off. There's a shot. That's no good. Rebound by Alcock. Looked like Middletown almost thought a foul would be called. And now Alcock will be fouled by Gus on the way down the court.
That'll be two on Gus. And now Alcock to the line. He'll shoot 1-1. And on the season, David has only been there in varsity play four times, where he's 1-for-4. I think it's safe to say these are the biggest foul shots of his career.
Probably so. Front end, 1-1. That is no good. Rebound by Quaker Valley. Luptak to walk it up the floor. 2.5 minutes to play first half, 31-24. Quaker Valley with the lead.
Middletown goal here, Steve, should be, can you keep it within single digits going into halftime and then see what happens in the second half when you have your full complement more back out on the field?
Luptak off of the screen. Plummer switches. Now Marakovich guarding Luptak. Back to Washington. Leach is the guy that's on Coltrane. Washington, top of the key. Washington down the lane, puts it up. Acrobatic shot, no good. Gets the rebound, does Quaker Valley. That's no good. Rebound again, back up, and no good. And Manis finally clears it for the Raiders. Up to Marakovich. He'll circle through all the traffic. Foul line, elbow, jumper. Marakovich is good.
You gotta love the courage of this Middletown team right now. Coach Sattel called timeout. Coach Mastroianni upset because he felt they got the ball in bounds, which they did, but again, the officials late on things and calling things saw it last second, gave Coach Sattel the time.
We'll take timeout as well. Late in the second quarter, it is Quaker Valley 31, Middletown 26. Back after this on the Faker Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
Welcome back to Altoona High School Gymnasium. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser here with 140 left to play in the first half, 31-26. Middletown trails Quaker Valley by 5. The Quakers have the basketball. It's Luptak, top of the key. He will be handed the ball. Now they'll try to run a backdoor cut to Gus, and it's like an alley-oop play, and Gus able to bank it off the glass and good.
It's a group out on the floor right now for Middletown that's not as aware defensively, so they're able to sneak in backdoor.
Leach driving to the bucket. His shot blocked, gets the rebound, but he is going to be fouled.
Moser, that's three.
Yep, three on Wolf Moser.
Reached in at the last second. That's some guts, though, from Trey Leach going inside once again, not getting the initial play because he got stripped of the basketball, but stuck with it the entire time.
A shot from Leach on the way. It is good. Leach has been the scorer here for Middletown, 15 of the Raiders' 27 points.
Remember, career high is 20 for Leach.
He's approaching that at halftime. Second shot from Leach. That is no good. Rebound goes long, and Quaker Valley comes away with it. It's Moser to Luptak across midcourt. Minute 5 left to play in the half. 33-27 is the score. The Quakers lead it by 6. Conlon with the dribble out top of the key. Gus, now it's Moser. Moser being harassed by Alcock a bit. Comes over to Conlon. 50 seconds to go in the half. Conlon with the dribble. Now over to Luptak. He was being guarded by Marakovich at this point. Leach is following Washington all around. As Luptak drops back, now fakes the drive, comes back.
This is a benefit for Middletown, Steve.
Yeah, trying to play for one, it looks like. Moser out at center circle. They're going to try to get one here. Washington now gets the ball, and Leach almost tips it, but it's going to be Moser underneath. It gets to Conlon, who gets an easy layup on the back door.
Oh, and a mistake from Plummer as he steps over the end line, inbounding the basketball. We'll give Quaker Valley one more chance here to try to go up double digits at half.
So Moser looking to get it inbounds after the mistake. Inbounds to Luptak. He'll bring it back out center circle. 5 seconds to go in a half. Luptak will drive. Elbow jumper on the way. Good. And that will take us to halftime. Our score at the half, it is Quaker Valley 37, Middletown 27. Back with a halftime show after this on the Fager Fingerbinder for your home Blue Raider Sports Network.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We are DHL Supply Chain.
Tim Clouser of Remax Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com. Giant Food Stores would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. Also, congratulations to the band, cheerleaders, WMSS, and everyone who made this season a success. Great job, Middletown, from your friends at Giant Foods. CME Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. CME Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's CME Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972. Middletown Swim Club, a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics, is accepting new memberships for its 2017 season. Across from the Middletown Area High School and complete with two diving boards, a giant slide, a pavilion to host parties and events, a large green space, and so much more, the Middletown Swim Club is the perfect place for members to make memories with friends and families. Their number is 944-4235. Leave a message and get more information about becoming a member of a Middletown Swim Club.
Vastine's Auto Service of Middletown is a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics. Vastine's does minor engine repair, brake work, exhaust systems, tune-ups, electrical troubleshooting, general automotive repair, and emissions testing. Don, Tim, and Ray get the job done right the first time. Vastine's Auto Service of Oak Hill Drive in Middletown, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back. We are at Altoona High School Gymnasium. C. Lee Brankheiser here at halftime, where Quaker Valley leads Middletown by a score of 37-27. And really, Brian, you look at how this second quarter unraveled. You can say it went back to about, I think it was about 6 minutes and 12 seconds left is, I think, the time on the clock.
Yeah.
Ryan Hughes picks up a missed three-third foul.
Yes.
And he's out for the rest of the half. They can't have him on the floor, and Quaker Valley extends to a 10-point lead here at halftime.
It became a foul issue for Middletown at that point. And not just because Ryan Hughes had picked up three fouls, but because they had fouls otherwhere. And so you had Mills, who had foul troubles at that point. Truesdale had foul troubles at that point. Hughes had picked up three at that point. And now all of a sudden you have to have Hughes, who's usually your best scoring option, over on the sideline. You have to, on the defensive end, be a little bit softer on what you do, which allowed some easier buckets for Quaker Valley. And the big key for Quaker Valley is they don't have a guy out there on the floor that you can lag off of, though. It's a team that's very balanced in terms of what they do. Yes, Coltrane Washington is the key guy and the guy that they want to run a lot of stuff through, but they don't have anybody you can back off of. All of them can score. So when Middletown has foul trouble, you don't have a guy who can go, you know what, I'll go pick up this guy for a little bit because he's not going to take the ball to the basket. He's not going to be an option for them on the offensive end. They don't have that. And that's why when you get in foul trouble, you got to take guys out. And Hughes had no choice. He had to sit for the rest of that first half. So, I mean, the foul situation was a big issue. We knew coming in, if one team picked up more fouls than the other one early in this game, they were going to be at a major disadvantage because neither team is overly deep. And we saw today Middletown, who usually doesn't like to go more than seven, they've already gone nine here in the first half.
Yeah, we saw Alcock and Sprecher both get significant minutes in that second quarter.
Not just a 30-second breather for somebody. Yeah. I mean, Alcock and Sprecher played significant amount of time there in that first half. And then here in the second half, Middletown has to go back to what they were doing well in the first quarter, and that is pushing that tempo. They were doing well on the offensive glass, which is the double-edged sword, because when they attacked the offensive glass and got it, they were able to get stick backs. When they attacked the offensive glass and didn't get the rebounds,
it's a mismatch on the other end.
All of a sudden, you got 3-on-1, 3-on-2, and that's where they had some issues with easy buckets. I think the bottom line is this, Steve. In the second half, Middletown has to come out. They have to be able to keep Ryan Hughes on the court. But I think the other thing they have to do, they have to get hot from the field. They did not shoot well in that first half. If you take away the shooting of Trey Leach in that first half going inside, and even he was taking a couple shots each time because of offensive rebounds and whatnot. If you take away his shooting percentage in the first half, I don't have the official numbers, but I'm sure Middletown's well under 30% as a team. And to this point, they have just one three-point basket. They've got to get hot from the outside. This is a tough team to come back 10 points down from at half.
So it's a tall task for the Raiders. We will take one more timeout. When we come back, we will have the start of the second half of play. In our score at halftime here, it is Quaker Valley 37, Middletown 27. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
The 230 Cafe and Heist Bar congratulates Steele High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in Heisbyer, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit.
They accept most major insurances, and they're home of the HydroWorks Aquatic Therapy Pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Seven Sorrows Athletic Association is a proud supporter of Middletown Area High School Athletics. Seven Sorrows offers a variety of sports programs to the youth of our community, including football, cheerleading, boys and girls basketball, and boys and girls track. The Seven Sorrows Athletic Association would like to wish the Blue Raider boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they make their district and state playoff runs. Go Raiders!
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania Athletics and Academics.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Welcome back to Altoona High School. Steve Lee, Brian Kaiser, Raiders trail by 10 here to Quaker Valley as we await the second half to get underway here. The Raiders will start the second half with the basketball. That'll be Chris Plummer getting it inbounds. It'll be Trey Leach who receives it. Ryan Hughes back out there. It is the starting five for Middletown. Obviously the starting five for Quaker Valley as well. Hughes inside, turns around, gets the hook over Washington. Rebound is by Washington. And Coltrane Washington brings it up the floor. Moser, Washington top of the key. Little drive. Now it's over to Conlin. Around it goes and left tack back near center circle.
1-3-1 for Middletown. Interesting defensive switch, and this is also to try to help them stay out of any further foul trouble.
Left tack pass kicked by Plummer into the backcourt. Quaker Valley will inbound from the near sideline.
It's a dangerous defense to play against this team because they have some good spot-up shooters who can find some openings in the 1-3-1.
Bounce pass gets to Conlin. Conlin left wing. Bounce pass back out to Moser. Moser approaches the left wing. Lovetak top of the key. He'll dribble to the foul line over to Washington. Thought about the three, but Marakovic there in time. Now here's Lovetak to the foul line. Moser, jumper from the baseline. It's no good. Rebound was in the hands of Quaker Valley players. Poked away, and Marakovic comes away with it.
Yeah, Hughes poked it out of the hands of Gus.
Marakovic fakes the drive, comes back out, gets it to Leach at near center circle. Leach to the top of the key, bounce pass over to Hughes. Hughes with Washington face guarding him as it's over to Mattis. Now Plummer at the left elbow. Plummer will dribble back out into the front court. Left tack on Plummer. Plummer fakes the drive. Now comes over towards the right wing. Stops the dribble. Leach, elbow, drives, puts it to the glass, no good. Rebound, saves it. Mattis will get it, tries the shot, that's no good. And gets the rebound again. He stole it right away from Conlin. And Conlin's going to pick up the personal foul.
That's a tough call on Conlin, too, because Conlin had the basketball. And Mattis rips it right out of his hands. And in the same motion takes up to the basket. I mean, most of the time you're going to either see a jump ball or at least nothing else. But Conlin not only lost the rebound, but ends up giving it up with a foul.
Michael Mattis makes the first free throw. Cutting the Quaker Valley lead to 9. Second shot from Mattis is on the way. That one is good as well.
Rolling some numbers quick. Leach, 15 in the first half. Only 4 for Hughes. 3 for Plummer. 3 for Mattis. He's now up to 5. And 2 for Marakovic.
Middletown trying to set up a trap. Uptack almost lost it. And pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Mattis. We've got the big mitt in there.
Quaker Valley in the first half, very balanced. Washington leads with 11, Luptak with 9, 7 for Moser, 6 for Conlin, 4 for Gus. Foul trouble, Moser for Quaker Valley with 3, Mills with 4 for Middletown, 3 for Hughes.
Bounce pass, and now it's going to be 5 seconds. They did not get it in bounds in time, and Middletown will have possession of the basketball.
Great defense for Middletown. They picked up the intensity. That's what they have to do to start out this second half. I also like the fact that they're being very deliberate with the basketball. It helps them with the foul issues that they have in the first half.
Rakovich to the top of the key. Bounce pass, Mattis. That's right elbow. Skips it across left side. Now it's Hughes, jumper, no good. Rebound is going to be by Gus. And up court, it gets to Moser. Moser, left wing, goes down the lane to the bucket, no good. Hughes gets the rebound. Hughes will push the pace, top of the key. Goes down the lane to the bucket. Washington will pick up the foul, blocking the shot.
And that will be number 2 on Washington. Great job by Hughes recognizing who was in front of him. Poor job at the other end by Moser as he had Hughes on one side and he had a defender on the other side, Marankovic, who had backed away. He could have attacked right at Hughes, already had 3 fouls, instead left it soft.
Yeah, and actually Hughes backed away down there on that side. Now we've got a timeout as Hughes makes the first free throw. We will take timeout as well. 5:47 left to play in the third quarter. Quaker Valley 37, Middletown 30. Back after this one to Faker. Think about it. Funeral Home, Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. The Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown. For more information about joining the VFW Post 1620, you can call 944-3137 or check out VFWPost1620.com. Congratulations, Blue Raiders, from Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620. The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have 2 locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
5:47 to go, third quarter. Quaker Valley leads Middletown 37-30. Ryan Hughes with his second of 2 shots here following the timeout, trying to close it to a 6-point game. If he can make it, it's on the way. It is good.
37-31. And now Middletown's going to extend this 1-3-1 press.
Luptak, cross court to Washington. Washington to the foul line, over to Luptak, left wing. He'll step inside the defense. Now kicks it over. Moser tries the 3. It's good.
And that's the issue with the 1-3-1 that you're going to have to deal with. They have some good spot-up shooters. The dribble penetration, the defense has to collapse around it to the inside, and it opens up Moser spot shooting.
Mattis, elbow, jumper. That's no good. Plummer had the rebound, had it knocked out of bounds by Conlin behind him.
I like the fact that Mattis is not shy to take the shots right now. The problem is he's not making them either from the elbow. But he's got to continue looking to be an offensive option.
Inbounds pass. Moser's going to steal it away. Bad pass by Plummer. Here goes Gus to the bucket. It is up. It is good. And Leach is going to commit the foul.
The way that they play basketball, Quaker Valley, very quick to accelerate. And that's the thing that Middletown, who is a fast team on their own, is having a difficult time dealing with. Johnstown was fast, but they weren't basketball fast. This Quaker Valley team is basketball fast, and that means they get out quickly as soon as they anticipate the play going their way.
Free throw by Gus is good. 43-31, biggest lead of the game for Quaker Valley here is 12. Hughes, top of the key, Marankovic over on the left wing. Elbow is Mattis. Back to Leach now. Left wing. Hughes right wing. He'll spot up for 3. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound. Mattis tips it, but it's into the hands of Quaker Valley. It's Moser with the rebound. Up court. Luptak down the corner. Washington. Pump fake on the 3. Now Luptak going down the lane. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Hughes. Hughes will push it up the floor for the Raiders. Has it top of the key. Passes it off to Plummer underneath. Nice double clutch to the bucket up and good.
Good finish from Plummer. He's got five now.
43-33. 10-point lead for the Quakers. That's where we were at halftime. Moser dribbles through the trap. Gets it over to Leptak, over to Washington, open for three. He'll take it, and it's good.
Hey, this team just shoots too well from the wing area between Moser and Washington. But you got to pick your poison, and I understand what Coach Sattell's trying to shoot, trying to make them uncomfortable.
Rakovich tries to answer the other end, cannot convert. Moser the rebound. He'll bring it down, dribbling through all the traffic, now circles back out. Quaker Valley by 13, their biggest lead. Here's Washington again behind the arc. Thought about the shot now. Leptak driving inside over to Washington. He'll take it this time. It's on the way in and out. Rebound. Leach gets it, and he's going to be fouled by Conlin.
Senseless foul.
Third.
Yeah, senseless foul for Conlin. No need for that one. Had no rebounding position whatsoever. That's a sophomore mistake there.
Truesdale back in for Middletown. Mattis will check out.
I think a necessary thing for Michael to get his breath. And I think, and also with considering what they want to try to do speed-wise right now to pick up the tempo, you bring Truesdale in, especially with Mills having four fouls and continuing to see time on the bench.
3:40 to go in the third, 46-33. Quaker Valley with a 13-point lead. Here's Plummer driving it into the lane. He lost it halfway through. It squirts free. Moser picks up the steal. Leptak will bring it across midcourt. Moser back to Leptak. And he'll slow it down a little bit.
Back to man for Middletown.
So Leptak standing out near center circle. And they will slow it down, force Middletown to come out and defend. Leach will do so. Leptak passes it off to Moser. Moser on the right wing. Passes it back out to Leptak. 3 minutes to go in the third. There's Gus at the elbow. Gus into the lane. Kicks it over to Leptak, and they'll bring it back out. They're going to shorten the game here with a 13-point lead. Leptak gets around Leach, dishes it off. Conlin to the bucket. Easy bucket on the back door. Conlin with eight, and the lead is 15.
You're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. And Leach overcommitted, and it left it open.
Leach drives to the bucket, no good. Rebound by Quaker Valley. Here comes Leptak. 3-on-2. They pass it down underneath. It is up and good by Gus, and a timeout by Middletown as this one is getting away from the Raiders. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out as well. 2:30 left to play in the third quarter. It is Quaker Valley 50, Middletown 33. Back after this on the Faker Finkin Bonner Funeral Home, Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Two and a half minutes left to go in the third quarter here, and it's Quaker Valley 50, Middletown 33, a 17-point lead for the Quakers. Here's the Raiders have got to try to do what they can here to chip away.
They need to make some shots from the outside, yeah. And they're just not falling right now. They're not shooting the basketball well, and when that happens, you're going to be in trouble. Yeah. And Plummer picks up at a moving screen. It's a good call by the official. He definitely leaned his shoulder in and then moved.
No, it's going to be Truesdale, actually.
Oh, sorry. It was Truesdale who set the screen. They had two guys moving at the time, and you just can't do that. And for Kyle, that's number three.
Quaker Valley with the basketball. Washington looking to get it inbounds, does so, and quickly up court. It's Leptak attacking the bucket. Passes it off to Gus. Tries to shot, no good. Rebound, Truesdale for Middleton. Gets it to Leach. Long pass down to Plummer. Knocked off the backboard, but Hughes going to the bucket. No good. Rebound underneath is by Gus.
And those are the sort of shots that have to go down. And
yeah.
That's a shot on the inside. And Ryan just a little off balance taking it.
Washington dribbling with it on the left wing. Brings it back out to Leptak. 1:50 to go in the third. 50-33, Quaker Valley leading Middletown. Leptak getting around Truesdale. We've got a foul as Washington. And it was a Marakovich and, or, sorry, Truesdale collided.
Truesdale picks up the foul.
1:46 to go in the third.
Yeah, they've been trying to face guard, and this officiating crew's not allowing them to do that is basically what it comes down to.
Now his pass gets to Gus. Now behind the back pass, back to Gus, but the shot is blocked by Hughes. Out, loose out front, Rockets gets it up court. Mills going to the bucket, puts it up, no good, but he gets fouled attacking the rim.
That's four on Conlon. I don't know that it's going to matter.
Look for some movement off the bench from Quaker Valley.
Nah. It's not happening. Somebody's got to foul out for them to make a move. I'm going to tell you right now, Coach Sattell is about one call that he doesn't like away from picking up a tee.
Yeah.
We've seen it. We know it's coming. And I don't blame him. And wait. I don't even know if I have that guy on my list. Somebody just came in the game, Steve.
Wow. Quinn Hill.
Who?
Quinn Hill is the guy who comes in for Quaker Valley. Mills makes the first free throw. Second one on the way. That one is no good. Rebound, though, is by Mills, and he will put up a very awkward shot and get fouled. And good sportsmanship there between Mills and Washington as Washington knocked him to the ground. Actually, no, it was Gus who gets the foul.
Team's third. Team's fifth foul. Time's slipping away right now for Middletown, but they're still alive in this game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how many shots have we seen Middletown miss in this basketball game that
a lot
have been open?
A lot.
And how many for Quaker Valley? But honestly, folks, if you have not seen a team the speed of Quaker Valley before, it's tough to simulate. Middletown is a fast basketball team. I don't know that I've seen a kid all season long with the first step, the speed of Amos Loftak. I mean, he is around you in a blink.
First shot was good for Mills. We'll get another. Second one on the way, rolls around, no good. Plummer had his hand on the rebound. Alcock gets it, his shot blocked. Leach gets the rebound, though, and puts it up and in.
One thing you know about Middletown players, they will not quit. They will continue to push and continue to fight in this game.
Loftak with the basketball. Loftak is a point guard version of Trey Leach.
But faster.
Yeah. He has it just across midcourt. Looking to get around Mills, does so easily, bounce pass along the baseline. That was to Hill, and back out to Loftak. 1 minute to play in the third. Quaker Valley leads by 13. Mills comes out with the pressure, and he's done.
That's five. He knew it immediately.
Yep. 57 seconds left in the third quarter. Tyre Mills has fouled out of the ball game. Marakovich back in for Middletown.
What's interesting here, Steve, is Coach Sattell is screaming out at his players. 20's the weak link. They want to force the ball into the hands of Hill.
And now pass, they were almost called for 5 seconds. Gus gets it. Back out to Moser. Moser at midcourt to the center court. Now still with the dribble is Moser working against Alcock. Gets around and now going down the left side of the lane. Dishes it off Hill and the shot blocked by Hughes. Hughes brings it down himself. Hughes, top of the key, goes down the lane, puts it up and in. Middletown with an 11.
Little push here for Middletown.
The bounce pass goes to Gus. He has in the backcourt. Plummer trying to hustle to get back. Hughes is back defensively. They'll turn around, though, and try to set up a last shot.
That's because he saw Hill underneath and didn't want to throw him the basketball.
Loftak gets around. Marakovich now circles back around. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Quaker Valley by 11 here. Bounce pass over to Moser, left side. Back to Loftak, top of the key. Nobody in front of him. He'll go down the lane, and he walked with it. He stuttered stepped right in the lane. Official called it. Middletown has 3 seconds left.
He wanted to shoot the basketball at the last second, saw somebody open instead and wanted to dish. Changed his mind, set the extra foot.
Middletown has 3 seconds to go. Here's Alcock. He passes it off to Leach. He'll fire it up, and it's off the rim at the buzzer. We'll take timeout. We played three. Our score,
After three, it is Quaker Valley 50, Middletown 39. Back with the fourth quarter after this in the Fager Finkelbeiner for your home Blue Raider Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider Athletics and Academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Eight minutes of basketball left here from Altoona High School Gymnasium. Middletown trailing Quaker Valley 50-39. Winner goes to the PAAA semifinals on Tuesday night to play Erie Strong Vincent. Loser of this game is done. Quaker Valley with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Luptak in the backcourt. He'll go into the front court, and a foul going to be called against Alcock out front. Chris Sattel standing beside himself.
He's showing great
anger management.
He's showing great restraint right now because he has every reason at this point to be teed up.
And now it goes to Conlon. They thought he walked, but nothing called there.
Well, he did. They missed that one too. As this crew continues to bungle their way to the wire.
Moser, Luptak. Luptak working against Marakovich. Luptak takes the drive, comes back out. Quaker Valley shortening the game. Here, Luptak, he got around. Rogovic, finger roll down the lane, no good. Conlon tries to put back, that's no good. Hughes gets the rebound. Up court, Leach. He'll attack the bucket, and Washington knocks it away. Hughes for three, no good. Rebound, put back, and it's going to be a foul, I believe, against Quaker Valley underneath. Is that Gus?
It's Conlon or Gus. It's either four or five, depending.
Yeah, it's Gus. Gus with his four.
Well, we talked in the break. Middletown's still very much in this game, even though down 11, because there's guys with three and four fouls for Quaker Valley, and we know that the guys below the starting five are zeros as far as what they have been able to do all season.
What do you got here? We got a blood.
This is the second time they've had him for a blood timeout. There's no fight doctor here. What is going on?
Scourin will once again come in.
You don't get a blood timeout. This is not wrestling.
You have to go out or else blow a timeout. They elect to put Scourin in. Hughes looking to get it inbounds. Does so. Marakovic, top of the key. Deep three on the way. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. They're going to call it out on Leach, but he was way under. I have no idea how they can call it out of Leach because...
I'm going to tell you how they're going to call it off of Leach right now. They've lost control, and they are pretty much on fumes right now.
Bounce pass gets to Moser up court. Washington, no one in front of him to the bucket. It is good.
16 for Washington to lead the way for Quaker Valley.
52-39, a 13-point lead for the Quakers. Marakovic, top of the key, over to Leach, down to Plummer in the corner. Plummer hits Hughes, cutting down the lane to the bucket, up and good.
He's in double digits now for the first time. He's got 10.
52-41, now it's going to be Conlon going to the bucket. Too strong, missed the chippy. Gus, the rebound. His putback attempt, no good. They get it again to Gus, and this time he puts it in.
Just too much quickness on the inside. Middletown had their chances to get that rebound, just couldn't clear it.
54-41. Lead back to 13. Marakovic, top of the key, over to Leach. He will try to get it to Hughes, but Alcott comes away with it. Over to Marakovic, open for three. He'll take it. No good again. Rebound is by Washington. Middletown's had some open looks.
Just not making shots.
Nope.
That's what this is going to end up coming down to if Middletown ends up losing this basketball game. They just didn't make enough shots from the perimeter.
Luptak in the front court. Gets around Marakovic.
circles back around with 6 minutes to play. 13-point lead for the Quakers. Bounce pass into the lane, and Trey Leach bumps Moser down hard.
I would not say that's a bump. That's a shoulder check right there.
Yeah, Leach, good sportsmanship, helping him up right away.
Immediately, there was no intent with that other than to try to reach in and get the basketball, but he picks up his third. Six fouls apiece between the teams in the second half.
Bounce pass, left tackle shot blocked, and they're going to have a late foul. Alcock is going to get whistled for a foul here. This is way late.
This is the guy that all game long has been conversing with Coach Sattell. Folks, I do not want this to sound like this is all about the referees. Quaker Valley 100% deserves to be ahead right now, but they have gotten assistance by how the game has been officiated in terms of the style and really the flow of how the game has gone.
Yeah.
From the second quarter, when Ryan Hughes picked up his third personal foul, the stripes have been an issue in the game.
First shot was good by Luptak. He'll get one more. Trying to put him up by 15. Second one, this is no good. Rebound by Plummer. So it's a 14-point game. Marakovich cross midcourt for the Raiders. Comes over to Leach on the right wing. Leach skip pass all the way through to Marakovich in the corner. On the left side, he'll step back, take a deep three. No good. Rebound goes to Plummer in the corner. He'll jack the three. Alcock gets the rebound, puts it up and in.
Good finish from Dave there on the back side. Middletown does not have to start just chucking up threes. This is not the time for it.
Washington gets knocked to the floor. Nothing called there, but there's a bad pass as Leach steals it away. Leach going to the bucket, up and no good.
And another late foul, this time on Luptak, who picks up his second. That's a very late call again. Either it's a foul or it's not. It doesn't matter if they make the basket. It's a foul or it's not.
Yeah.
Make the call.
Yeah.
And at both ends of the floor now, and that's why I'm trying to be very blunt about it, it's at both ends of the floor. The call is, let's see if he makes the shot. If he doesn't, if he makes the shot, I won't call the foul. That's not how it's done. And it's the same guy.
Leach misses the first. We'll have one more.
I mean, I guess technically that's consistency, Steve.
Yeah,
he's consistently late on one end and consistently late on the other end.
Second shot from Leach. That one is also no good. Rebound by Quaker Valley. As Moser is surrounded, he'll get it up to Washington. Washington working against Hughes, gets it across midcourt. Luptak with it on the left wing. Back out, and it's going to be a timeout. Quaker Valley will step out as well. 5:06 left to play. Fourth quarter. It's Quaker Valley 55, Middletown 43. Back after this on the Faker Finkenbeiner Funeral Home. Blue Raider Sports Network.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
.506 left to play here from Altoona High School Gymnasium. Middletown trails Quaker Valley 55-43. Quakers with the basketball following the 30-second timeout. And they will get it in. Luptak, open path to the bucket, puts it up and in. Doesn't get much more easier than that. 57-43. A 14-point lead now for Quaker Valley. Hughes to the basket, puts it off the glass and good.
Nice look from Leach, finding Hughes open between players on the inside.
Lead back to a dozen for Quaker Valley as they have the basketball. Washington, Luptak with the dribble, got away from him. Plummer steals it away. Up court, Marakovich going to the bucket. Little finger roll up and good.
Great job there. Middletown calls a quick timeout. Now just down 10.
Timeout. We'll step out as well. 4:29 up to play, fourth quarter. It's Quaker Valley 57, Middletown 47. Back after this in the Faker Finkenbeiner Funeral Home. Blue Raider Sports Network.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
.429 up to play in the fourth quarter. Middletown trailing Quaker Valley by 10. And Quakers with the basketball out of the timeout. Going to be Moser. He gets it to Gus. Gus across midcourt. Gus holds on the wing, pass it over Luptak, nice touch pass underneath to Conlon for an easy bucket underneath.
When you don't get the steal at one end, you've got a numbers game at the other end. Well done by Quaker Valley finishing on the break.
Leach will drive to the bucket, no good. Rebound, Hughes tries it, no good. Rebound by Gus, and here come the Quakers again. W. Moser bringing it down, circles back around into the front court, spins into a double team, gets it to Washington. Washington, it's Gus now back out to Luptak. Under four to play here. Quaker Valley by 12 into the backcourt. It's going to be Luptak, and they don't call the over and back because it was poked back into the backcourt by Leach.
And they don't call the fact that Luptak reaching for the basketball smacks Leach directly in the eyes.
Washington comes back out to Moser. Now Luptak, 3:30 left to play. Time running out here for the Raiders. Down by 12. Conlon in the right corner. Conlon spins around, almost lost it. Leach hacks him from behind.
Four on Leach.
They put Conlon on the line. The sophomore, 71% at the stripe, 1-1.
Yeah. He got elbow. Leach comes out of the game with the four fouls, but also because this is an elbow directly in the head that they missed it again.
And Chris Sattel again is.
It's coming.
Fuming.
It's coming.
First shot from Conlon is good. First shot is good. Middletown takes a timeout. And Chris Sattel is working on getting the technical foul here.
You know, we're going to keep it here because one of three things is going to happen. He's either going to get a technical, the official is going to show an unbelievable amount of restraint, or he's going to have a coronary. One of the three is going to happen at this point. And, yeah. I understand where Coach Sattel is coming from right now, and he is a coach who is very, very supportive of his players. He defends his players, and that's what he's doing more than anything else right now. And he feels like his team and his players, especially in a situation like that, have been wrong. The fact that one of his players going after basketball has an elbow fly up and hit him in the face, and nothing is called. That's why he's gone off like he is. This is passion and love for his players. That's what this is. Should he have gotten teed up probably about three or four times by now? Oh, yeah. They have actually shown a lot of restraint in that regard in not teeing him up.
So Conlon will be at the line, shooting the second of two here, is on the way, and it's no good. Hughes the rebound for Middletown. Lead is 13 for Quaker Valley, 3:19 left to play. Hughes will jack the three. It is good. He is bumped to the floor, but nothing called there.
You're not going to have anything called now.
60 to 50. Here comes Luptek. Bounce pass to Conlon underneath. Puts it up and in.
Can't trade two for threes. You must get stops on the defensive end if you're Middletown.
62 to 50. Hughes again will hoist the three. That's no good. Rebound hits Alcock. He didn't expect it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Quaker Valley ball.
3:04 left. The problem is Middletown cannot get defensive stops. They're trying to get steals. They're trying to put pressure on. But as soon as that pressure gets beaten by the speed of Quaker Valley, all of a sudden they find themselves giving up easy twos.
Conlon, Moser. Moser, if he looks, there's Gus on the back door. Easy bucket.
And that's been the story pretty much of the second quarter on. Easy baskets for Quaker Valley, getting up the floor, making a numbers disadvantage.
Rogovich will launch a three. No good. Plummer gets it in the corner. He'll try the three. That's no good. Truesdale saves it going out of bounds. No, he doesn't. He stepped on the end line before he jumped.
He did. And Middletown at this point, I mean, it's frustration. It's desperation. Three-pointers, yeah, you need them. But you also haven't made many of them all game.
No.
We go through 2 3-point baskets made. They have not shot well here at Altoona. The distance has not done well to the Raiders in that regard.
Here goes Moser attacking the basket, kicks it out to Washington, and now Luptak at center circle. Luptak attacking down the lane, tries the finger roll, no good. Rebound by Hughes. Spins away from the pressure. Going down the lane, attacks the bucket, and he will get fouled. And Washington, I believe, will pick up the personal, and
yeah,
be his third.
That's pretty clear. Washington picks up foul number three. Each team with 8 personal fouls here in the second half. That's not really going to matter at this point. Bottom line is Middletown has to force turnovers.
First shot is good from Hughes.
16 for Hughes. He had only 4 at halftime because of the foul trouble.
64-51. They get 64-52. Second one is also good for you. And we've got...
might be double technicals here. And if it is, Gus is done.
Yep, 14 black, 11 white.
Gus
that is
done.
Gus and Plummer. And Gus is out, 2-14. So now Coach Mastriani has to go to the bench, which again is an uncomfortable place for them to go, but it's going to be Quinn Hill to check back in.
Well, he's had playing time in this game already.
Yeah.
And in that playing time, he got a shot blocked. He looked lost a couple of times, and Middletown targeted him as a guy that they wanted to leave wide open. Let's see if they do exactly the same thing here.
And Chris Plummer fouls him right away.
Last one and one. Well, there was no mystery there about that one.
Oh, man. That was called the slap him in the armpit play is basically what the Plummer was doing to him.
It's, hey, ref, look at me. And Plummer even sort of motioned to the referee, look at me, I'm fouling him right now.
He was looking directly at the official when he was doing it. And Hill makes the first free throw.
And probably his first points in probably about...
he was 0 for 2 on the year at the stripe. In varsity basketball.
It's probably his first points in probably about 2 months.
He makes the second one as well. Now we're going to have a foul called against Quaker Valley.
Hill. I think he's going to try to pick up 5 quick ones. That way they can get somebody else in the game. That's his first. But the team's 10th. We're doing double bonus the rest of the way with 2:12 left to go.
Ryan Hughes at the line for Middletown. Madison Sprecher getting set to check back in.
What do you think Kobe Sprecher's in there to do? If you've got a guy who's good at it, he's coming in.
Not sure what the delay is here. I'm shifting guys around and
who knows?
Finally ready to shoot free throw here. Hughes at the line to shoot two for Middletown. First one on the way. It's good.
And just like clockwork, as usual, Ryan Hughes back in that usual 16 to 22 range that he normally resides around.
You will get another one on the way, and it's short. Rebound is going to be grabbed by Quaker Valley. Here's Luptak down court. Hill underneath, circles around. Mattis tried to grab him and foul him, but could not make it. Coltrane Washington with it. Now it's Moser, and Plummer Sprecher is going Sprecher is way down at the opposite corner. And he basically
just grabs a hold of Conlon. Like I said, what do you think he's in there to do? If there's somebody who's good at fouling people on this Middletown team, averaging, I think in the playoffs he's actually improved. We felt like he was at a foul per minute normally. But I think he's at like maybe one for every 3 minutes here in the playoffs.
First free throw is good for Conlon. He'll get one more. Try to put Quaker Valley up by 15. 1:55 left to play. Second shot from Conlon is good. One thing about Quaker Valley, they are a pretty decent free throw
shooting
team.
Shooting team.
Hughes will attack the bucket. No good. He'll get fouled. And that is going to be Luptak, who is on the deck.
No, that's Washington picking up his fourth.
Washington fourth foul. Hughes back to the line for Middletown. He's 5 for 6. He missed his last one, though. So Hughes to shoot two. First one on the way. No good.
Mattis and Fowler back in the game. Sprecher back in there, ready to wreak havoc.
Ready to pummel somebody.
not pummel, but reach in on someone, obviously, is what's going to happen.
68-54. Hughes makes the second of two. They're having a hard time getting it inbound. They get it into Moser, back to Washington. Washington's the best free throw shooter. He's going to attack. Dumps it down to Hill, and Mattis is going to reach out and grab him. We'll see if that's the foul they get. No, they give it to Sprecher.
No.
It must have been somewhere else.
If he's out there, he's getting it.
Oh, yeah.
He was tracking Conlon down the other side and grabbed a hold of him on the way by. That was the drive-by foul.
Conlon, the line for shot is no good.
It's probably very close to calling off the dogs here. Down 14. Minute 42 left to go. Even Jimmy V at this point would be thinking about going the other way with this.
Well, I will say this. We did see that game down at Spring Grove.
Oh, no. I'm not saying it's time yet, but you got to make a shot or two here.
Yeah, Plummer to the bucket, off the glass, and good at the other end. 69-57, or rather 56. The lead is 12, and now we get a foul against the Blue Raiders.
Alcock picks this one up. Conlon back to the line.
So Alcock has picked up his third. And Danny Conlon at the line, shooting 4 for 6 here tonight, and again 71% on the season.
He's given a lot of credit for his intelligence on the court. I mean, we've seen that from this Quaker Valley team.
Yeah.
The thing I'm really impressed with about this team, their team speed, but also their basketball IQ, really understanding the game as well as they do.
Shot good. Second shot also good for Conlon. 71-56. Hughes to Plummer to the bucket. Up and good. 71-58. Inbounds pass for Quaker Valley. They get it into Conlon, and he is fouled by Alcock. And we'll go to the other end again and have Kylan shoot some more free throws.
That's Dave's fourth. So let's catch you up on fouls here. Mills has been long gone for the game. He's picked up his fifth in the third quarter. Truesdale, Leach, Alcock with four. Hughes, who's had three since the first half, and Sprecher, each with three.
Colin at the line. Six for eight today. Makes the first one. 72-58. And a timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 1:16 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Quaker Valley 72, Middletown 58. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com. Giant Food Stores would like to congratulate the Blue Raiders on a great season. Also, congratulations to the band, cheerleaders, WMSS, and everyone who made this season a success. Great job, Middletown, from your friends at Giant Foods. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more.
The second free throw. Hughes down the other way for Middletown. Gets the score. Now Middletown with a steal. Marakovic for three. It is good.
Scramble mode all of a sudden. Middletown's got it within 10.
Yeah, 73-63.
Warning against Middletown for tipping the ball away.
Kind of looking to get it inbounds. They do so. Washington. Truesdale gets the steal, saves it out of bounds. He threw it, rifled it off of Washington, and Middletown gets the ball back with 51 seconds left.
Gutty effort right now by the Blue Raiders, who are digging in hard with 51 seconds left to go down by 10.
So Marakovic looking to get it inbounds, does so to Truesdale. Marakovic will hoist a way deep three. No good. Rebound loose in the corner. And we're going to have a foul called against Plummer.
What? You know, that has to be something that is a blatantly obvious hold to call that away from the ball there when Truesdale on the other side steals the ball away. And that was not a blatantly... I'm where Coach Sotelo is right now, Steve. I really am. I'm absolutely baffled.
Washington at the line. First shot is good. 74-63. Second shot for Washington is also good. 75-63. Quaker Valley. Hughes quickly down the floor looking to get his own shot. He gets it over Luptak. It is good for three. 75-66. And a quick foul on Plummer right away.
That's his fourth. I'd love to see this thing go to overtime because I think there are guys who have not played a minute maybe on this season who might be able to have to come into the game for Middletown because they won't have anybody left.
Yeah, they probably played the Talbot hockey game.
Okay. Outside of Tulpa Hawkins, they haven't played since then.
Moser at the line. First shot is good. The only problem is Quaker Valley has been good enough at the free throw line. They have been.
I've got Middletown right now at 29 fouls.
Second shot from Moser is good. 77-66. The lead is 11. Hughes will bring it down. They'll set up Marakovic. He'll try the three from deep. No good. Rebound goes into the corner. And Truesdale took out one of those rope banisters over there trying to save it. And I think he got plucked in the head with it.
It's now time to back it off. Yeah. 24 seconds left to go. You're not coming back 11 down. And Middletown will do so.
Yeah. It's done.
A gallant effort. Great season for the Middletown boys, but They will fall to a very good Quaker Valley team who, yeah, they had some extra assistance elsewhere tonight. But this is a team that's going to be very difficult to beat in the next round.
Yep. Washington dribbling it out, and that is going to do it. The final few seconds will expire, and the season is over for the Middletown Blue Raiders. Quaker Valley is the winner here at Altoona. Our final score, it was Quaker Valley 77, Middletown 66. We'll take time out. When we come back, we will have the post-game wrap-up. Back after this on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Middletown Swim Club, a proud supporter of Middletown Athletics, is accepting new memberships for its 2017 season. Across from the Middletown Area High School, and complete with two diving boards, a giant slide, a pavilion to host parties and events, a large green space, and so much more, the Middletown Swim Club is the perfect place for members to make memories with friends and families. Their number is 944-4235. Leave a message and get more information about becoming a member of a Middletown Swim Club.
Vastine's Auto Service of Middletown is a proud supporter of Blue Raider Athletics. Vastine's does minor engine repair, brake work, exhaust systems, tune-ups, electrical troubleshooting, general automotive repair, and emissions testing. Don, Tim, and Ray get the job done right the first time. Vastine's Auto Service of Oak Hill Drive in Middletown, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances, and they're home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Seven Sorrows Athletic Association is a proud supporter of Middletown Area High School Athletics. Seven Sorrows offers a variety of sports programs to the youth of our community, including football, cheerleading, boys and girls basketball, and boys and girls track. The Seven Sorrows Athletic Association would like to wish the Blue Raider boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they make their district and state playoff runs. Go Raiders!
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Thank you. Welcome back here on the postgame show. Middletown loses in the quarterfinals by a final score of 77 to 66 to Quaker Valley. Here on the postgame show with Middletown head basketball coach Chris Sattell. Coach, the start of this game, your team was not shooting well, but were attacking the glass extremely hard, got off to a great start, and then the foul trouble started happening. And when that really changed the complexion of the game.
Yeah, I believe Ryan picked up his third there early in the second at the 7-4 mark, and that does hurt us. I mean, my philosophy coaching-wise is when you get three, you're done for the half. And we couldn't put him back in. And, again, a credit to them. I mean, they did a nice job of defending us. But ultimately, I was happy with our kids' effort.
One of the difficult things, too, about this team is when you have somebody pick up three fouls, it's not like you can put that guy on somebody else, because all five guys around the floor can hurt you.
Yeah, they're just a special group. I mean, now they've got their hands full on Tuesday with Erie Strong Vincent, but they have five very, very good players. And their role guys came in today and did a nice job. Even though they predominantly play five guys, they all average double figures. All of them could shoot. All of them could handle the basketball. And you could genuinely tell that they had high basketball IQ. And to have one or two guys with high basketball IQ is good. When you have five starters with it, that's what kind of makes them special.
I was very proud of you, because somehow you did not get teed up today, because it was a very emotional game. And I know that comes from a place of caring so much about these kids, because, and we saw the effort that they put in at the end of the game, just never giving up and showing that Middletown effort.
Absolutely. I'm proud of our kids too. And again, you know, the officials are a piece of the game, and I've never been a big official fan. I mean, people, even as a player, I never was, but those guys, like my wife always says when I complain about them, they have to be there or we wouldn't be able to play the game. So, you know, a couple of calls here and there that were questionable, to say the least. But overall, I mean, credit to Quaker Valley. They did a tremendous job. They were great.
Talk to us about your seniors that you're losing, because Luke was gallant down the stretch. You had Michael Mattis really playing some great basketball here, especially in the playoffs, his best of the year, and some other guys like Kobe Sprecher, who came in as a role player and really embraced his role.
Yeah, that's the hard part. I couldn't even really talk to our guys. I mean, I love our seniors. Sucks. I mean, this is the worst part about losing. But I'm proud of our kids. I'm proud of those guys, even though some of them only played 30 seconds. Some of them didn't play at all. They didn't get in every single game, but they came to practice. They worked hard. That's the most important thing.
And a season for them to remember as well. Runner-up in the district and making it all the way to the quarterfinals. First time for Middletown team to get here since the mid-'80s. A lot for this team to be proud of.
Oh, absolutely. And we'll now I'll be able to take a breath and kind of enjoy it a little bit. But, you know, we'll get back to work after the Final Four here and get back in the gym and get our guys going for next year. And I know our football and soccer guys are going to be glad to have a little bit of time off.
Well, congratulations on a great season. Tough one here today, but really a lot that everybody in Middletown can be proud of.
Thanks for you guys for covering us and all the support.
Middletown head coach Chris Sattell, thank you very much, Coach. And let's roll down the statistics of this one. It's scoring-wise, Quaker Valley led today. Actually, Danny Conlin ends up leading them in scoring with 20 points with all the foul shots he was taking at the end of that game. 18 for Coltrane Washington, 13 for Ricky Gus, 12 each for Amos Luptak and Wolf Moser, and 2 for Quinn Hill. For Middletown, Ryan Hughes had 4 at halftime. He had 8 at the end of 3. He ends the game with 24 points overall. 17 for Trey Leach, and he carried this team in the first half scoring-wise. 15 of his 17 were in the first half. 9 for Chris Plummer, 7 for Luke Marakovich, 5 for Michael Mattis, and 2 each for Tyre Mills and for David Alcock. And for Middletown, they end the season 22-6. I think coming into this season, Steve, when we looked at this team and said, you know, how far can this team go? We thought there was a real chance for this team to make a push in the districts, make a run there, maybe get a district championship, and they were basically one point away from doing so. And now here in the States, it's sort of every single game you're going to run into a very good basketball team. And tonight, this afternoon, Middletown ran into a team that was a little bit better. And they were. On this day, they were a little bit better, and they did things that they needed to do to close this one out.
Yeah, but that being said, again, the way the game panned out did not help Middletown, and specifically when Ryan Hughes picked up foul number 3.
Yeah.
That was with about 6:12 left to go in the second quarter, and Hughes had to come out for the rest of the half. And at that point, it was about an even game. And then Quaker Valley was able to open it up to 10 at halftime. And then Middletown just wasn't able to get it close enough in that third quarter. They had to press defensively, set up a lot of easy buckets on the other end. So it's just how the game went. And, you know, you can feel the frustration that Chris Sattell had for most of the game. But
I know I was frustrated.
But
what can you do?
I mean, no bones about it. This Quaker Valley team is very good. You can see that these five guys have played together all season, and they play pretty much every minute that they're on the court.
Are they going to be a team? And honestly, you know, when I went back and did research on the games they played against Newcastle, the first two Newcastle games, they split the two of them, very even games between the two. And the last one in the Whitfield Championship was a game where they just shot lights out. Newcastle shot lights out in that second half of that game. I felt that Quaker Valley probably was a little bit slightly better team overall because they weren't as dependent on the outside shot, and that ended up hurting Newcastle today. But if they can go into this next game, I think they're an even basketball team with Erie Strong Vincent. It's a very good Erie Strong Vincent team. I don't think the score is indicative today. I think it also is the fact that the Erie Strong Vincent score, the fact that they blew out Newcastle is sort of something where it was, you know, a team that did not shoot well, partially because of defense, but partially because you just don't have your best shooting day, and they're a dependent team on the outside shot. So I think that's a great matchup, and whoever wins that game, I don't care who it is, they're still getting mowed by Imhotep anyway.
Imhotep Charter from Philadelphia, they are now number 3 in Max Prep's rankings in the nation.
They're number 9 in USA Today's rankings, regardless. It's a top 10 team as far as what people are concerned. Yeah. At some point, somebody's going to have to face the buzzsaw. We knew that Middletown, as the last team standing here from District 3 at the Quad A level, at some point, you're either going to run into Imhotep or you're going to get knocked out somewhere else. But at some point, everyone pretty much is aware of that. Do I give either one of the teams, Erie Strong Vincent or this Quaker Valley team, a puncher's chance against Imhotep? No.
No, not really.
Realistically. I mean, this is an excellent basketball team. And the key with this Quaker Valley team is they are extremely fast. They do things at such a high speed and high level. But how does that translate against a team that is throwing Division One prospect after Division One prospect out there on the floor at every time? It doesn't. And it would be shocking. I mean, a huge shock if anyone's able to touch Imhotep.
Let's take a look at the scoreboard here. We'll highlight the games that are final and any District 3 team that might still be around. Quad A boys, Archbishop Ryan beat Hempfield 59-50. They will next play either Reading or Plymouth White Marsh. That game is tomorrow. Bottom half of the bracket, Carlisle still alive. They play Emmaus. That game it's probably late in the first half by now. That was a 4 o'clock start at the Geigel. They would next play Pine Richland, who won tonight.
And Pine Richland is a team that is number 1 in the state according to Max Preps. Archbishop Ryan number 2 in the state according to Max Preps, coming into the 6A playoffs. So those two right now on a collision course, but the District 3 team still alive trying to fight their way in there.
5A boys, Northeastern York is playing Archbishop Carroll. Right now, the last score I got is 2:03 left in overtime number 2. Northeastern leads Archbishop Carroll 79-77, so there is still hope for the District 3 champion there. Quad A boys, of course, Middletown drops this one here 77-66 to Quaker Valley. Quaker Valley next plays Erie Strong Vincent, 68-43 winner over Newcastle. The other games on the top half are tomorrow. Triple A boys, Lancaster Mennonite still alive for another day. They play Newman Goretti tomorrow, 5:30.
And they won't be alive after that.
Reading, yeah.
And the District 7 teams win in the West. Cardinal World, North Catholic, and Lincoln Park will go head-to-head in the next game.
Yep. So Wickley, a winner in Double A boys.
No District 3 teams there left at all.
Single A boys, last District 3 team was York Country Day. They go down in overtime here today to Girard College. That sets up a District 1 final rematch with Faith Christian. Manesson, a winner in the western side.
So basically right now for District 3 on the boys' side, Reading, Carlisle still yet to play. Spring Grove yet to play. Northeastern in overtime. Mennonite left to play. And out of those, probably outside of Northeastern in overtime, the best chance to win is actually the 5 seed out of District 3 in 6A, Carlisle, because they have a matchup with Emmaus.
and they are down 22-20 in the first half of that game. Moving to the girls' side, winners today so far, Boyertown beat Northampton 56-51. Colonel Harrah beat North Penn 51-45. No District 3 teams are left there. 5A girls, Susquehannock is a winner. They beat Southern Lehigh 56-38. They will next play Archbishop Wood,
the number one team in the state.
Yeah, who beat Wyoming Valley West 61-35. Quad A girls, Northern Lebanon plays tomorrow at Santander Arena in Reading, 4 o'clock. Bishop McDevitt also plays tomorrow. That's at Manheim Township, as they will face Lancaster Catholic. And the winner of that game will play Villa Maria in the Western final.
And Villa Maria upset North Catholic, the defending state champions, 57-41 today. Bethlehem Catholic, though, is the team that looks better than anybody else in Quad A girls. But District 3 still with three teams left going in tomorrow. And a pretty good chance, because that Northern Lebanon team is very good, very good chance at this point that District 3 could have two teams in the semifinals in Quad A girls.
3A girls, York Catholic plays tomorrow. They play St. Basil. Then another game at the Santander Arena in Reading. 2:30 is the start time there.
St. Basil's undefeated on the season, by the way, 29-0, and the number two team in the state behind Newman Goretti.
Newman Goretti is on the very top of the bracket. The Western games were today, and they are done already. Bishop Canavan beat Carlinton 53-29. The District 7 champ will next play West Shamokin. The District 6 champ, they beat District 7 runner-up, Neshanak, 38-35. Double-A girls, Camp Hill still alive. That's game one at the Santander Arena in Reading tomorrow. They play Monoy Area, the runner-up of District 11. And one other game is done already. That was the first game here, Bishop McCourt beating Bishop Guilfoyle, 46-42. Single-A girls, Lebanon Catholic, a winner. That's the only game that is done at this point. They beat Nativity, 58-38, so Lancaster Catholic will be in the Eastern Finals.
Update, Northeastern up with 22 seconds left to go, 84-81. Good luck to them. And good luck to, honestly, the rest of the District 3 teams at this point. And you know how I am.
Good luck to any district less than 12.
That's correct. If you are less than 12, good luck to you, because when you face those teams, it is at this point, as far as the state is concerned with basketball, the other 11 districts against the only district that has different rules.
Yeah, so they've won last year. They won either 5 or 6 of the 8 state titles. And this year, especially in the middle classes and boys from 2A up to 5A, they are certainly the favorites pretty much in each one. So that'll do it for our coverage of high school basketball for the season. For everyone involved, all our studio producers, we have Matt Mitchell and Kayla Warola today, but all the rest of the students that have helped us out throughout the course of the season. For John Wilsbach, Ryan Kaiser, Steve Lee, saying good afternoon from Altoona Area High School Gymnasium. Our final score here tonight, it was Quaker Valley 77, Middletown 66. A good season for the Raiders. They ended at 22-6. And you heard it live here on the Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home Blue Raider Sports Network.
You've been listening to Middletown Playoff Basketball on WMSS. Today's game brought to you in part by Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, VFW Post 1620, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, Middletown Home, With Kids in Mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, Giant Food Stores, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, Middletown Swim Club, Fast Dean's Auto Service, 230 Cafe, Middletown Pharmacy, Hetrick Center, Seven Sorrows Athletic Association, TJ's Car Wash, Blue and Gold Club, and the Middletown Area High School Alumni Association. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS Middletown.